This podcast contains adult language. Welcome to DigitalDarren.com podcast. Today is August 29th, 2013. This is week one college predictions, picks and kicks with Lennis F., Rashad, and Calhoun. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
What it do?
Man, I just want to shout out my fans, man. What's up, fans? I see y'all following me. See y'all on Instagram and Twitter. Shout out RTR Entertainment. This is my show, man. I'm taking over today, man. Yeah.
I just want to do a disclaimer first because I heard, this is Calhoun, I heard there was some I was doing too much cursing. And so if everyone who thought I was doing too much cursing, fuck you.
Damn, man, that's how you going to start the show?
That's exactly how I'm going to start it off. Go ahead, there.
All right, so believe it or not, a listener, we had a bet between me and myself in the first one about predictions. We're going to predict games during the season. And we said we'll bet. And a listener actually came up with a good bet for us. He said, why don't the loser buy his favorite team's jersey and the winner gets to pour bleach all over the jersey and we YouTube it and everybody can see it or deface the jersey how they want to, like they can spray paint it. Listener Richard gave me that. So shout out to Richard, whoever you are.
Richie Reed.
Whoever, wherever.
Wherever you are. Thank you. So, Lennis, what you think about that?
Not
only that, the listener suggested some other things, that the winner gets to hit the loser in the face with a pie. Somebody suggested that the winner gets to hit the loser in the face with a Subway sandwich. A lot of him people with food. That was kind of odd, in my opinion.
I like the pie one.
You think the pie is pretty good?
I don't know, man. I already eat the pie, man.
Fuck that. That's what you did last night.
Fetish with
yeah, but
it's probably Derek coming alive. Shit.
We actually have listeners. I was surprised that we had listeners.
Shout out to my people in Moscow, my people in Brazil.
Thanks for having eight of y'all.
Oh, shout out to John Lewis.
That motherfucker.
I work with John Lewis.
Yeah, John Lewis.
Oh,
he's
about
to send
a John. Yeah, I met him up in DC.
He shook your hand?
Yeah, I met him in his office.
He probably shaking hands with no camera on.
So the camera come on. How you doing, young man?
Before we get to the picks, Johnny Manziel, we got to talk about this young man for a minute. What do you guys think about him being able to skate away with the NCAA with a slap on the wrist, if you want to call it a slap on the wrist?
Well, I like it. Prove it. You can't prove it, so just like the stay your ground rule. I love it.
Once again, man, somebody, you know what I mean, money talk, bullshit walk. Johnny Manziel Parrish, man, you know what I mean, they run a credit check, man. They cut it.
And hold on, I'm going to say the best for last, because Calhoun, I'm going to dedicate a slot of time for you to say what you want to say.
Well, go ahead.
I know you had a little rant you wanted to say, so go ahead.
I just think it's amazing. You know, it's Paul Mooney said it best. It's the complexion for the protection for the collection. These fucking they ain't never start getting away with shit. If Johnny Manziel was Johnny Jackson, that son of a bitch won't even be playing this shit. NCAA make money. That's why I don't watch that exploit shit in the first place. They make all their money and they got there and put you in chains out there on the football field. But he come through, he been getting drunk all summer, been fucking all winter, and ain't taking all kind of money. And oh, we're going to just sit him down for a hand. That's why you could just say two words to the NCAA. Fuck you. And I mean it. That's amazing. What? A hand? And then he didn't do nothing. Why you spinning?
Well,
just in case he did.
Cam got away with it, so.
What's the difference? Cam dad did, and they said anyhow.
You know Cam got that money, man. Come on.
Allegedly.
And it wasn't even Cam, it was his dad.
It was Cam.
Nah,
he took that money. What do you think he paid to play?
Person Harvey got paid. First off, they should get paid anyway. But if you ain't going to pay him, don't goddamn be looking at these who come from nothing in the first place and let the got looking lawyer wrong. Let this motherfucker it off.
That's just a lesson in college. You got to pay to play.
How does God know that this man may have a 6-hour song? That's what I'm trying to
say. He's receiving this porn star. He's in a porn they been all kind of doing all kind of.
What are you kidding me? Miley Cyrus.
Well, and you know she fucking. He ain't had no
man. I told you that's scary. Like that, you mentioned it. You need to be kidding with Miley Cyrus. She twerking. Why?
Hey, get your dick sucked, man. That's the goal. And he, I'm sure he's doing. He getting all. It's the American dream, man.
Yeah.
He running around here getting drunk. He ain't 21. He fucking in college hoes. He getting off of capers. He told his dad, call me Johnny Football, not Jonathan.
He's actually the worst nightmare. Like, like me and Lenny said, a young white guy with money, well, whose family got money.
Oh, yeah.
And then his dad, he made his dad buy him a Benz or something like that.
He's been wilding out for real. He's going to get to the money anyway. Oh. Man, he's sure a bastard ain't going too high in the pros. How far is he going to go?
Skip Bayless got number one.
He might not go.
Who the fuck is this? Skip Bayless.
He might not go number one, but he going to get
drafted. Yeah, he going to get drafted. Let me ask that. But that was the next question. Does that stop him from getting drafted or where he gets drafted in y'all opinion?
Hell no, he getting drafted.
He won a Heisman.
First off, we're going to see how he follow up this year on the field. That's my
thing. That's the most legit question. I say this. First off, he's short for the position he plays. Second off, his off the field issues. He's gonna slide. If that go in the first three rounds, he's just showing what can do in this country.
Well, I
got cut a honey badger slid, right?
But he's not a quarterback.
It don't matter. He's a hell of a playmaker in college, right?
Be young was short. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's not Johnny Manziel short. Johnny Manziel is little as shit.
Well, young pretty short.
First off, let's not say Steve Young and Johnny Manziel in the same sentence because it's just. Who living wild and free.
What you got to do with him? It's not like that's a personal issue with him.
We got a personal issue with
him. What about Tebow?
Oh, my God.
One of the greatest college quarterbacks ever.
Tebow is actually a great quarterback. He deserves to start in the pros.
Let me say this.
Who can he start for?
Let me say this. I don't want Tim Tebow starting for our flag football team.
All right. So let's bring it back to college football. Because we know some people hate Tebow. Me and Lenny Self are Tebow fans. So
I mean, I recognize good players, man.
Man, y'all motherfuckers. If y'all didn't watch college, y'all went. If you look at him, like I said, he can't hit a fucking Buick on the post.
What about him taking the 0-14 to the playoffs?
When did that ever become an accomplishment? Everyone keeps saying he will. What has he won?
He's a winner.
Where's Matt Ryan won?
Don't you can't put them in the same sentence now.
Why not talk about a quarterback and a tight end? Don't do that. That's two totally different positions.
But so what did they say about the NFL if a tight end can play quarterback and lead the team to the playoffs?
You can't. That's why.
What's the name? Lorenzo. The dude in Kentucky. He didn't do it. What's the name? Lorenzo.
The big dude.
He was running back number.
Yeah.
But Tebow led him to the playoffs though.
Hey man, listen. A boat clock is right twice a day. That happens sometimes.
Tebow had the Lord on his shoulder, so.
That's how that's
so. Once he starts sinning, let's see what his ass doing now. Where he's sinning.
Give him a shot.
Thank you. Tebow
works with. I'm the one who edits this, so you're whacking jokes about me.
You keep spitting out the jokes.
Hey, let's get another editor.
Anyway, so any more thoughts on Manziel before we spin it to the picks?
Yeah, I like Manziel. I have nothing against him. He beat Alabama. He gonna go first round.
Do you think he gonna beat Alabama?
No deal.
Nah, he ain't got enough. Nah, ain't enough talent around him.
Nah, all I thought I had was, these show you how to do work. And the NCAA is a piece of shit like we all know. BCS should be BSC. Bullshit.
Well, this is the last year of BCS, so you can thank God for that.
You see that? You see? That's why I never was on the college bandwagon. Maybe I'll get on there if it's some real justice.
So. Final thoughts, any more racism talk that you want to say about the NCAA?
Racism is true.
I was like, truth or not, you're saying the NCAA play is a little racist.
I'll say this, and if y'all don't agree, say so. Does it not seem a little different for white players, black players, when their hand is calling the cookie jar? We all know.
But that's sports in general, right? That's America in general,
That's
right?
America in general. But when it's at the forefront, listen, we just had a call us a nigga for real. Riley Cooper right here saying nigga. And they probably fined him $20 and a box of blunts. That's all he got fired. They let him go on about his business. This motherfucker do the same thing. Terrell Pryor came out. They said it was something that happened in college. And that Roger Goodell still suspended him for 4 games or something that he ain't even have nothing to do with. It's a big difference here.
Some of it, yeah, I can agree. Some of it, but Roger Goodell.
I think that's the problem now. See, everyone ain't know all that. Nah, fuck it. That's what everybody need to be saying. That's the problem.
He gave you guys chances over and over and over again. Nah. You keep doing the same bullshit, man.
That's for some people, though.
I think that's just kids in general, though. I mean, if you, listen, one reason I don't like college, we talked about it. They're making billions of dollars off of kids. They're not even paying.
They're getting a scholarship.
You can goddamn wipe your ass with that. This is a recession. Them kids getting a scholarship and working on Foot Locker.
But, nah, because very few people I know graduated school without owing anything. And so,
everybody owes something when you go to college.
I was fortunate enough to graduate without owing anything. And so, when you graduate without owing anything, because you got to think, those student loans are set up to be paid back in 20, 30-year increments. So, they just set up to be debts for life.
Let me ask you this. A college career probably costs how much? About $100,000?
Yeah.
Maybe two? Now, what is the trade-off if you give me $100,000 but I make you $2
billion? But it's not.
I'm just asking.
It's not an asset. It's not a. So let me come back and ask you.
You have 100,000 seats. So let me ask you. You have a stand that sits 100,000 people. And each ticket is $20, $30, $40 a seat. And they come to see Johnny Manziel, right? Now, what is $100,000? Which is what? Let's say, what, $25,000 this year? What's $25,000 this year? But off of me, and not even say my jersey that you're going to make money off of. I think they just stopped that, right? Off of both of those, what is this? You don't fill this goddamn stadium up every game. Not to mention the bowls, not to mention the jerseys, not to mention the television.
So let me say this. Let's say you work for Foot Locker, and Foot Locker pays you. This is just basic business model. Foot Locker pays you $10 an hour, right?
Okay.
It's just basic business. If you work at a job pays you X when you generate them Y. So what's the difference between that and what you're saying?
That's a big difference, man. You know, they're not getting paid.
They're getting paid in terms of a scholarship.
It's not a barter system.
It's not a barter. You're getting, somebody's paying for you. They eat free. They get free education. Well, other people are paying for that.
I don't know, eat free, though.
Yeah, they get meal cards and stuff.
They eat every day. Free.
Yeah, they got to eat.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the difference between that and the real world?
You're not eating free because you gotta got someone gotta pay. Someone walk homes now.
They got
walk on, exactly. A walk on is a regular student who's choosing. Exactly. So even to that point, a scholarship player and a walk on, they both do the same thing. One's graduating without any debt, and one's graduating with debt. So how can you say that they aren't getting paid?
You're getting a free ride to play to do what you love to do. To make it to the next level.
And then let me come back and say this. If you pay in the land of equal opportunity and equalness amongst men and women, if you pay a football player, how you pay women's volleyball? Calhoun.
Listen, this is what we're saying. We've had this conversation a lot.
Exactly.
It's exploitation. You have to pay them. So, okay, so you get room and all that. What about when you go out? And things of that nature. What about money that you need to spend on just clothes, hygiene, things of that nature? You're generating too much money to not see any of it. And that's what they're doing. They're using amateurs to generate so much money that it's billions of dollars they're getting.
So let me ask you this. Let me come back and ask you this. Should women's volleyball players get paid?
I don't want to sound chauvinistic, but fuck no. No.
Okay, let me flip it like this. Should men's volleyball get paid?
No, because they... The fuck guy paid? Who plays volleyball?
What about me and swimming? Should they get paid?
I think, being honest though, that was all for fun. Being for real, I think student athletes should get some kind of compensation.
So it has to be equal across the board then?
Not equal.
So, okay then, if it's not equal, somebody's going to sue. That's just the way of the world.
Let's say
I play baseball. And you play football and you make $20,000. They pay you a $20,000 stipend, but they only pay me $2,000. How's that fair?
What? They get mad because the baseball team bringing in the revenue that the football team.
But the player is a player.
Well, you should have played football then.
They haven't set prices to have your set pay out.
But that's what we talked about earlier. Johnny Manziel is only worth technically $15,000, whatever tuition costs it, Texas A&M. Same thing with Tebow. They may generate a lot of money, but their payment and the payment of the last guy on the bench who has a scholarship is the same.
Yeah, but see,
and that's the same as a baseball player, a woman's volleyball player.
That's what I'm saying. This is why all this is very, very dangerous, and that's why they don't want to open this up. Because in some way, and even though he's wrong because he's violating the rules and he should be punished more than that, but for him to sign his signature on gear, that shouldn't be wrong for him to get paid for that. Because they're
no, hold on, I agree with you on that. I agree.
Because the NCAA does shit like that, and they profit.
Well, I think that like with any extracurricular activity, I think there's a such thing as personal property, meaning that at some point something is yours. And I believe that jerseys, I believe that some basic equipment is that person
and
a jersey.
NCAA is not, and I think that's what.
Now that we can agree on that. They're paying them directly. No, but if a person wants to sell their jersey, sell their championship ring, to me, I consider those personal property. I think that that's completely in bounds.
Well, we'll agree with that for now. That'd be a whole big thing.
Double law, Lennis, any thoughts?
I mean. Oh, I'm ready to move on, really.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's start week one picks. Yo, we talked too much about Johnny Manziel. Man, this guy has...
He's going to edit it anyway.
We was breaking news yesterday.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and start week one picks. So the format we're going to have is that Lenny Self, we're going to exchange. Lenny Self is going to pick a game that interests him, and we all are going to pick winners. Then I'm going to pick a game, and we're going to pick winners. And then since we have two special guests at Double R and Calhoun, they're going to get the chance to pick a game that interests them. And we all are pick winners. So, Lennis, I'll let you start. What game interests you this week?
I'm going to start off with the North Carolina-South Carolina game, which is tonight. I think that interests.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about North Carolina-South Carolina right now. Everybody knows about Clowney. Calhoun, you're not a real big NCAA fan. What do you know about Clowney?
Everybody knows about certain guys. You know about them. They've been showing this fucking hit for the last year. And they done the whole segment on it. So if you watch sports, you know about Clowney. It's up how to pronounce his ghetto-ass name. But of course.
Double R, any thoughts?
Hope we can get him, which we won't be able to. But I hope the Falcons can get him next year.
Unless he's going to move up, get rid of that
trade. Matt Ryan and Julio be in that conversation.
He might be like number one.
Right? Yeah. Top five, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it really going Carl Shaw with South Carolina, dude. It really depends on him, and the only thing he good is a running quarterback. He can't throw up or down, but, hey.
Yeah, I think that Connor Shaw has been a huge disappointment.
He is what he is. You thought he would be better?
Well, Steve Spurrier thought he was going to be better, let's say that.
I think he's holding the ship together a little bit with Steve Spurrier is getting him to work with. But, I mean, like I said, it's South Carolina, for God's sake. I mean... Outside of, they should change their name to Clownies. I mean, but I think it's going to be a good game tonight, though. For
yeah,
North Carolina.
Connor Shaw better than Garcia, so.
Now, Matt, Garcia left like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he kept getting drunk.
Yeah, they kicked him out.
That's what they do, Corona's and shit.
Nah, he finished it.
Yeah, but
he last year, that year we played him in the bowl game.
Florida State, what you think y'all going to do this year?
We'll catch us on the preview, Calhoun. You should listen on these podcasts. You just shouldn't be on.
Alright,
so what about North Carolina? They lost a lot of their running backs and the quarterback Rainer. In my opinion, he's overrated, but Rashad, your team played him last year. Did you look at any other game?
Yeah, it was the worst game I've ever seen. Hey, it was just an offensive game. They put 50 on us and we won. So
really?
Yeah, they put 50 on us and we won.
I saw that game. You right? Y'all put 60, y'all won like 62-50 or something.
Yeah, who is this fat? PTI.
You look like you without a beard. Fuck you, ass.
I think it's gonna be a nice game. Like I say, North versus South. And like I say, I mean, we know North Carolina will come out geared up for this one, amped up. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good game, man, between the two. I don't think it's going to be no blowout like everybody thinking, oh, the SEC or Clowney.
No, no. It's an in-state rivalry. Usually they play this game at the end of the year. I don't know why they're playing it at the beginning of the year, the season opener.
You talking about Clemson? Clemson, South Carolina.
I thought North Carolina and South Carolina were there.
Oh, Clemson, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Little crack shot analysis or something.
Well, shit, I didn't know.
Sounds like you found people in the hoodie, bro. You were wrong. All
right, so let's get to predictions. Who you have winning, Calhoun?
I don't want to be an ass and embarrass myself like Rashad just did by mistake in North Carolina, South Carolina is in the same state. But really, I'm out of South Carolina. I think what I do know about college is in the beginning, they get all that because they don't have a preseason, so they formulate their schedule for the walkthrough. Now, this seems a little harder than usual, I think. Like with Georgia and Clemson, that seems like that's going to be more of a harder game for a first game. Usually, don't you play Wichita State or some shit? Hang 80 on a JUCO school.
I think this is the best way to do it, is to kick off football, right?
Get the hard things out the way?
I mean, like I said, if you're supposed to be tough like how you predict, I mean, like you were predicting or how your fans think you. I mean, I think college football should have started off with a bang.
And I think that this is just the way it's going to be after the BCS, that you're going to get more better games.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have basically the haves and the haves not, and the haves not is just going to fade into oblivion. Maybe every once in a while a game with a have, but it's going to be more of these type games. So it'll be Alabama versus like a Maryland or something. So two major programs, even though one may not be that good. You get games like that. Double law, who do you have winning the game?
This game don't matter. South Carolina going to win because North Carolina, they probably last in the ACC anyway. They be down there with Duke.
We'll say the best for last, Lynn itself. I got South Carolina winning the game as well. I just think North Carolina lost too much with their running backs, and I think the quarterback is overrated.
So we
I
never South had, Carolina too. We never had it much, so.
I'm going with North Carolina because North Carolina actually won the Atlantic. What is it, Atlantic side? Which y'all on the coastal? You know, you're on the coastal side. Yeah, they actually won the coastal side last year.
Yeah, they did.
And they was on a ban, a probation last year. So,
but Georgia Tech got to go to
them. Beat them. That's why they didn't go. Georgia Tech beat them.
North Carolina actually won 8 games, I think. The rest of you guys want like 6 or something like that.
I think we're mistaken. A big point here. You're picking North Carolina over South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm taking North Carolina over South Carolina tonight.
Is it just because you don't like the ACC or you love the ACC?
No, because I don't see outside of clowning. I mean, you say the old ball coach. I don't see South Carolina being that much of a threat to really anybody. Like, you know what I mean?
What about James Davis, bro?
I mean, Mike Davis, tonight going to be his first night. You know what I mean? His first start in his collegiate career. So, I mean, like I said, we will see tonight. But, I mean, I think North Carolina, it's North Carolina versus South Carolina. I mean, it should be a good game. So, I'm going with the upset tonight. North Carolina.
Wow. All right.
Good luck.
Double R, you get to pick the game. What game interests you this weekend?
Man, I want to say the Alabama and Vitek game. I'm going with Vitek upset Alabama.
Okay, let's talk about it for a second. You got everybody's number one, Alabama.
Yeah, everybody.
Alabama.
I hope so. I hope they do.
You've been on the Miley Cyrus, man.
Hey. You been North Carolina.
You been North Carolina. That ain't valid, but we're not talking about Alabama. Man said Alabama. Alabama.
Oh, Calhoun was a little hitting me.
Virginia Tech?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
How the hell is Virginia Tech going to stand a chance against Alabama?
6-6, man.
I like a chance against North Carolina versus South Carolina.
6-6, man. We talking about Logan.
Defending champions, man.
I don't. Hey. So you jumping on their bandwagon. You think they're going to repeat?
Also, I mean, we talking about a
again, that's on the Preview Podcast, Rashad.
Huh?
Lennon's predictions on the Preview Podcast.
We heard them, asshole. That was a couple of days ago.
I mean, we talking about man. Alabama.
We have them predict. Let's spin it this way. What do you think Virginia Tech has to do to win?
It's going to be heavy on the shoulder of Logan. Mr. 6-6 Logan.
Do they have a chance to win?
I think they do.
Okay, double O, I think they do. What about you?
You said you take down Cooper. What else are they going to do?
I mean, you can say any given Sunday shit, but yeah, I'm not even a college guy.
Be sad.
You don't just
take a shot.
Any given Saturday, know your sport.
You understand what I mean. The pro shit, y'all asses. But I mean, I'm not gonna bet against it. I think the tide's gonna roll. So no.
So you say go tide.
Well, Alabama just sent you some money to stay there.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, y'all know college. So the fuck what? I don't want amateur shit. I watch pro. All
right, let's go back. We're going to talk about amateur versus pro later.
So who you pick?
I mean, how can... the question was, what does Virginia Tech have to do with
the question. I think the one thing that Virginia Tech has going for it is Johnny Manziel.
And I'm going to spend it to Johnny Manziel for this. Alabama is really looking forward to playing Texas A&M next week. So
is it next week or week?
Well, it's their second game. Yeah, their second game. They play Johnny Manziel. Exactly. So the best thing Virginia Tech has going for them is that Alabama may be thinking about Johnny Manziel, and so if they can sneak out to get 14 quick points,
I think they're gonna get brand out.
I mean, I'm just the question was, what do they have to do to win? I think that they have to use that to their advantage and try to pull out all the tricks initially and try to jump out real quick because Alabama is not a come from behind team. If you get them up. If you can sneak in 14-0 or get them up 14-3 and just hold the ball, you got a good chance. You have a better chance than usual.
That being said, Georgia tried it, didn't work.
Georgia did some dumb shit. I did watch that game. We should have won that game.
Georgia played like to lose, and Alabama just took them.
I'm gonna feel like Tony Romo at the end of the game.
But they played conservative ball.
But yeah, that's
hate Mark Rick.
But I think that, you know, that's what Virginia Tech has to do to win. Linus, what do you think? I still think Alabama's going to win and win by 2 touchdowns, but Virginia Tech, they can use that to their advantage. It may be a better game than everybody thinks. What you think, Linus?
I mean, RTR still got me scratching my head.
Literally.
That Virginia Tech is going to pull off an upset of the year in game one.
When they pull it off, we'll be the genius.
I don't see Virginia Tech being no better than Michigan won last year. I mean, like I say, Michigan, I chose Michigan, you know what I mean, keeping the game close last year, and I was an idiot. And I'm going to say that Virginia Tech has no shot of beating Alabama Saturday when this game kicks off at 5:30. There's no way in hell.
So, well, RTR here. Could it be a repeat of Michigan and Appalachian State?
Yes, it will. Don't be surprised.
That's true.
Don't be surprised. When they win, I'm like a genius.
Call me the guru.
All right.
We'll be calling you the guru if they lose. What would they be calling you? What were your fans thinking you did?
The
buzzhead.
The buzzhead.
Hey, they say, pimps fuck up.
To all our listeners out there in foreign countries who love Double R, don't quit listening just because he made a bad pick. It happens to all of us sometimes.
Because Digital Darren doing every fucking show.
All right, Calhoun, you up next. What game interests you?
Okay, so who Georgia Tech play this weekend? I'm not looking at the computer right
now. Edon. We play Edon. We're going to put 50 on
it. What
is that? Edon College. So it goes back.
That's why I don't watch college. That's why I don't watch this shit right now. It's going to be 80-7. Yep. So it's going to be Georgia and Clemson.
So that's a game that interests you.
That interests me. I want to see that.
Mark Rick, so let's start with that. Why do you hate Mark Rick?
Because it seems like he's not one of these in the clutch kind of coaches. Like, he's only going to get you so far, like an Andy Reid or like.
A Mike Smith?
You going to take a shot at your own team, man?
I just had to throw that out of the conversation.
That's why I don't think he can get him over the hump. And I think they got the second coming of Tony Romo and Andy Murray. So hopefully they'll change it because it's supposed to be so much talent that they have and they keep fucking up.
Completely agree with the Tony Romo comment with Aaron Murray. The only problem with Mark Reed is that this has happened too consistent with him. Yeah. So
I disagree with both of
you. You know, I'm a huge Mark Reed fan, but I just think that he has to win the bit. When we talked about that earlier, he has to find a way to bit.
Let me say this. I think Mark Rick is like a pretty girl that you take out and got drunk and went to do what she wanted to do. And at the end of the night, after playing with you, she's still in that fuck. He was like, what the fuck? That's what Mark Rick is. You go into the season, you're in the top five.
So he's a big team.
He's a huge team. You walk away as a Georgia fan with blue balls.
Okay, so let's just say, I'm going to go out with what you just said. Georgia fans, They weren't getting drunk before Marv Rick. I mean, let's say they weren't even invited to the party before Marv Rick. I mean, I think you're talking about 1980 or something, but
Herschel Walker in it.
That was in the '80s.
Marv Rick has made UGA what they are.
Completely agree.
Right now. I mean, like I say, Georgia fans gotta get this man a shot. Like, The players got to come in at some point in time.
Well, then let me say it like this. If Mark Richt may be where Tony Dungy was to Tampa Bay, as soon as they went to Jay Gruden, they got the Super Bowl. And maybe Mark Richt is the same. He got the program as high as he's going to get it, and we need somebody to get him over.
I don't want to jump off subject, but I mean, of course, Gruden, he was going to be over. I mean, he was just the coach of the team last year, so he was running the same plays.
They got to play the whole season.
But he was calling the plays out on the sideline as they were running. Like
they out, yeah, they said that. But I'm saying you still had to play them 16 games and them two playoff games. Yeah,
but I mean, Oakland had the best offense in the league. I mean, like I
said, shit, this is a college football podcast.
I don't think
I didn't change it, jerk.
I just don't understand how the blame is on Mark Richt. You know what I mean? With all the success or
with the little
success that Mark Richt has had at Georgia. With the 10 wins. I mean, this is the most 10-win season that you guys has had. And who knows when. I mean, you guys were in the trash can before this guy got there.
But I completely agree, but I think that the problem is that it's not that he's not winning. It's that, they're losing the same way with underachieving quarterback play. And I think that that's why everybody's kind of frustrated.
Well, get Mike Bobo up out of there.
That problem? May be the problem. Yeah.
Mike Bobo.
Well, of course it is. I mean, this guy named Bobo.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, Mark Richt probably going to Georgia Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he should. So let's bring it to the game real quick. Linus, I'm going to start with you. What do you see from both teams real quick in maybe like 2 sentences? From Clemson, what do you see?
Great offense. Great offense for Clemson. George, I'm looking for the same thing. Great offense, pound game with the running attack. And like I said, Aaron Murray, he's going to be able to air it out. Taj Boyd, going back to Clemson, same thing. He's going to be able to air it out. Clemson's going to probably hit him with a couple of trick plays here now, what they like to do, because they're not going to come straight directly at you guys. I mean, like I said, that might be a little bit more too physical for Clemson. But like I said, I mean, I think it's going to be a good offensive game. No, I don't see no defense on either side.
Man, what? Georgia got a young defense. What? 3-4 player win the NFL?
Yeah.
Rambo, Jarvis Jones,
Kwame Brown. They lost the nose tackle, so, J.J. Jenkins. So,
it don't really depend on Boyd. I think Boyd, he probably, whoever had the ball last, that's all I see with him.
I hope to see a lot of girly. And let the running back land. You keep feeding it to him.
But I think that's what Georgia has the advantage, not just on Clemson, but just on overall offenses. Yeah. Georgia's probably one of the few teams who can play at any pace and be comfortable. They can slow it down with Gurley and Marshall, or they can speed it up and throw the ball with Aaron Murray. I think it's going to be a 41-45 game. I actually have Georgia winning, but I wouldn't be surprised if Clemson won. But I think the Georgia just has the advantage because they could switch paces if they need to.
Are they playing in Clemson?
They're playing in Clemson.
Yeah,
okay. So, predictions. Like I said, I got Georgia. Linus, who you have?
I'm going with Clemson.
I'm taking Clemson.
I'm going with Georgia.
Why you guys pick Clemson, Linus? Is it because you hate Georgia?
No, I'm going to keep it real. I'm keeping it real with football. I think being in Death Valley going to be a big.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's going to be a big thing. So.
That's a good point. What about you, Double R? Is it because you're a Tech fan?
No, I'm going with quarterback play. I think Tarver Boyd is a better quarterback, better athlete than Aaron Murray. If Aaron Murray is so good, whatever his name, he would have took his ass to the NFL. So
I wish he would have went to the NFL. They wouldn't have that problem anymore. Just like if Tony Romo could just step up to another level, Dallas wouldn't have a problem. Right?
Motherfucker.
So, why do you pick Georgia?
Random, and I think they're good. I just think their offense can play.
Hold on, we have a fan calling in now.
Take the call, caller.
Yeah.
You're not going to.
We're trying to transfer it to the phone. We're having technical difficulties.
Oh, man, he gave it out. Hey, callers, call back in. This will not happen to us. This is Darren. You were your boy to serve calls. I think it's a Clemson fan. Call back up.
All right, so it's my turn. A game that interests me is LSU versus TCU.
Oh, man.
Good pick.
Who do you pick?
TCU.
You pick TCU?
Real LSU?
I think that if you want to see shitty quarterback play, look at Zach Mettenberg. He can show you how it's done.
Are you saying that because he left Georgia?
No, I'm saying it because he's been shitty at LSU.
not really. He's been decent. You must have seen LSU last year. They've been, they had a winning record, so he's been decent.
But I actually am a fan of TCU. I think that, you know, more so than, more, I think this has more to do with LSU than TCU. I mean, TCU than LSU. So I just think TCU is a better team. I think that,
better offensive or defensive team?
I think both, because LSU is breaking in a lot of new starters. So I think the LSU has more talent. I just don't think they're game ready. And LSU has went out and hired Cam Cameron. How do these recycled motherfuckers keep getting jobs? Like,
right? Cam Cameron might be, I mean, he might be a good pick for him, at least to find another job.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I don't think TCU has enough depth to go against Alabama. So, I mean,
LSU?
I think LSU going to.
I think
they're going to wear TCU down. TCU can't cover that with like 19 players trying to go against LSU.
Who you got winning the game, double off? TCU or LSU?
I like LSU, but I'd never go against my guy Les Miles. He in Vegas, he got one roll. He putting it all on the house, and he going to roll it crap out. I like Les Miles, though. I'd never go against him.
I was going to say the same thing Rashard said. I believe in the coach. And I was making jokes, but Cam Cameron, I don't think that's bad. I think that's a good pickup.
That's his buddy. Why not? Yeah, so why not hire your buddy?
I will say one thing about Les. If my son was college ready, if I had a son who was playing college football, Les Miles is one of the few coaches I would want him to pay for. I think Les Miles and Mark Rick may be the only two I'd say consistently. So that's a good question. Who would you want your sons to play for?
I mean, you could if you quit skiing your sons in the socket at night. You might have one that will play for him last mile.
Oh, man. That's below the belt.
That's what all happens.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, he threw me off with that one.
All right, Linus, is back to you. What game interests you?
What about Notre Dame, man? What do you think about Notre Dame? I want to ask you guys about Notre Dame.
They lost too much. They lost their quarterback and they lost Teo. Like, for everything, even though Teo may be the first gay player on the low, I mean, he actually should have won the Heisman last year in retrospect.
Not really.
Yeah, he was the most important player to college football.
Not with a big game, he ain't do nothing.
I mean, but that's after that Heisman, y'all. Yeah. Why don't you go on and talk about your nose versus Pittsburgh?
Who your quarterback is this year, Lennox?
Oh, man, it's going to be Jameis Winston.
Oh, that's who Jimbo gave the nod to?
Yeah, he gave me Winston.
Is he an athletic quarterback? How is the pocket passer?
He's dual threat. You know what I mean? The next game that would interest me is, you know what I mean, Florida State. But, I mean, like I say,
that's going to be a bias.
Against Pittsburgh. You know, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm not going to do it how y'all do it and get to the Falcons now. That's another show, you know what I mean? But
they're gonna be invited. Do you say
Linus drive this one then, since you're a big Florida State fan?
How they playing Monday night?
Florida State versus Pittsburgh. It's a Labor Day night, 8 o'clock game. I say we coming out with a rookie quarterback. I mean, like I say, new defensive coach, but I think we still gonna have the same prediction out of our defense, which is gonna be pretty good this year, I think. You know what I mean? Like I say, we're gonna welcome Pittsburgh to the ACC this year. First game.
I hope y'all do something because it's your team, as long as it's not against Georgia Tech. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a big college fan, but I root for the home team.
Me too.
I was talking about on the other podcast. I mean, I like Georgia now because they're more successful, but growing up, being born in the 80s and looking at the 90s, you got like Tech back then. So if I had to. I really would like to see Tech come back to form and be good, but.
You know, you're sitting next to one of Tech's premier fans. So one maybe he's
the oldest fan.
Exactly. Maybe you can tell them, maybe you can say what they need to do to come back to form.
I told you what it's going to be.
Baby Jack.
Paul Johnson. If it don't work this year, you're out of here.
That triple option shit.
Paul Johnson get the hell out of town any damn way. I mean, this guy, he need to go to the local high school.
Because he keeps getting wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks. You need to get somebody to throw that motherfucker. I mean, Lansbury got size and all, but he don't seem like he's a great quarterback. We had a motherfucker like Reggie Ball. He had Kevin Johnson, and we still wasn't Reggie Ball.
Reggie Ball, they should let Bill Boy stay at quarterback.
Yeah.
That's I thought that was a change. Gave screwed that one up.
So you see what happens to Florida State they get it gets turned into a Georgia Tech conversation.
Yeah, they beat Florida State last.
If you look at the last 17 matches against Georgia Tech, I mean, it's just shifting.
Last I recall, Florida State paid Georgia Tech to take off the schedule.
You don't want to win when you're 15-2 against your local bums. I mean, I mean, who cares about these guys? I mean, what is Georgia Tech? I mean, they need to go ahead and make that facility downtown just a local recreation center.
So what happened when you went to the Georgia Tech Florida State game?
I mean, it was around with a bunch of young punks walking around with khakis on, a lot of proper guys, you know.
And what did they say about you?
With their shirts tucked in and khakis and button-down shirts and skippers on. And, you know what I mean? They didn't look like real football fans.
How did you become a Florida State fan?
I mean, bandwagon. I mean, I didn't, that's before I even knew what a bandwagon was.
But it's like during the War of Dunn?
No, man, it was before War of Dunn. Before War of Dunn. Sean Jackson, I go back to Amberley.
So what made you like the colors or something when you was a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I caught him on TV, man.
Florida State didn't get Atlanta.
I caught my dad looking at him, man.
He was probably flipping the channel.
Oh, he got stuck on Florida State. Like, goddamn, I can't
do this. You know, you watch it all day, you go to sleep, you wake up like, damn, it's on this shit.
I thought Florida State was, I mean, I thought it was bam college, because
bam.
Yeah. I like that. Bam was bigger than it. When you go down to Tallahassee, you go bam.
Like, I got
you don't know about them Florida State.
It's just like the same thing with the Falcons. I mean, I got on the Falcons with
my that's the only thing you watching it week in, week out.
I mean, because I love Florida State.
And let's give a real quick peek on the Florida State game.
Man, you know, I'm going with FSU. I mean, you're here first from FSU fan.
So what you predicting their record is?
I mean, we'll talk about that in another segment.
So you don't know, you just want to throw the question off.
I mean, I predict that it's going to come down between us, Florida State, Clemson, or maybe a Miami. I don't think you guys.
Miami, they're the biggest underachieving team in history. They just like the Dallas Cowboys, so why would you pick them?
I mean, like I say, those three teams are getting the athletes to compete against everybody else.
So you're saying we don't get the caliber athletes you guys
don't get anything.
It would beat you though. So what are you saying about our program? Last year we beat Clemson.
Georgia State.
Last year we beat Clemson when they were undefeated. We set out the blueprint in the ACC to beat Clemson.
Has no one on their roster that no one else wanted. So.
Georgia State had the best player in the NFL right now in the league.
Who?
Calvin Johnson. You know, Megatron.
Not the best player.
Is he?
He's my best receiver.
Then the second best is Bebe Thomas.
Who?
You know who it is.
That guy couldn't, when he came out of college, he couldn't run nothing but a 9 route. He couldn't run a stop.
He broke his leg.
He couldn't run a flag.
Then he's still with, what'd he go, like 15?
It's Matt Tebow. Nobody knew who this guy was.
Yeah, Tebow did make
him. This guy
Tebow, but Tebow got
him. Get this guy on
that's
a
why play. Tebow won the game because of Bebe Thomas.
No. They won the game because Tebow hit his blum going across the
exactly field. What happened before Tebow with a baby Tebow was still a wide receiver. They were 0-4.
What happened to the other kid that got drafted by the New York Jets last year?
Oh, Stephen Hill.
What the hell is he doing his leg? I heard it for the Jets. I mean, Georgia Tech hasn't put nobody in
the game. Who's Florida State guys so far? Who is relevant?
5 players.
Who do we got?
We got a lead football.
Who? Like who?
We got some of the top linebackers, some of the top.
Who? Name them.
Arnold Dockett.
Who are you playing for?
What you mean, Arizona Cardinals?
What are you doing?
Look him up.
What are you doing?
On Instagram.
What are you doing?
So you follow him on the same thing you're doing on Instagram. Look him up.
So you follow him on Instagram?
Man, why not? I follow all the FSU players.
I think that's gay.
Yeah. I agree with
that. That's from a guy who jacket off with a sock. What y'all put up there?
Calvin check out with some RAM.
Y'all want to make this that kind of show? we really can.
Well, Russell said you like you check out with Icy High.
He's checking out with Russell. Checking out
man on
his back and shooting
some of the eye. That's something he's doing. He probably got his whole
shit. Rashad, who you have winning? Florida State or Pittsburgh?
I'm taking Pitt. I never pick.
Sister, you want to talk about my jack off technique? I'm going to pick too. Oh, they showed up in that Monday night.
And that's the type of hate. Hey, I want to touch on something though. Growing up in Atlanta, man, in the '80s and the '90s, it was no Georgia fans in the city of Atlanta that I can remember growing up. Right. Everybody was Georgia fans, you know what I mean? Everybody was loyal to the Braves and everybody else. With, I mean, like I said, this UGA stuff didn't start to like the 2000s, as soon as Marv Rick touched down. I mean, Derek, can you touch bases on that right quick?
I'll just be real quick and say you're 100% right, man.
When you started being a fan?
For me?
Yeah.
When Marv Rick touched down. Yeah. Now, I actually thought he's Jim Dunning. When Quincy called, I said
Quincy. So you like Garrison Hurt?
Oh. Yeah. Well, even before then,
I like Arizona and Ray Goff. I actually like Arizona and Ray Goff.
I went to goddamn elementary school. They used to have that goddamn. I know until I wanted, they had that Herschel Walker picture of that in the library with him, like, just read some books and some shit in his UGA thing. So, I mean, you've always been not, but
the UGA is
like a white practice. Georgia Tech right downtown.
That's you see it every day, back when Cat Wood was rolling. I'm writing in Cat
Wood. Cat Wood got that right. So, you see Georgia Tech. You don't see that crack-ass UGA.
But Georgia Tech won the last championship. Maurice
Georgia,
you know what I mean?
Like I said, and we had a black quarterback. Shout out to Sean Jones. What's up, homie? Shout out to Joe Hampshire.
You work at AutoZone now?
Who?
John. I think he's at the Walmart on campus.
Joe Hampton was actually a good quarterback for him.
Yeah, he was bad. Reggie Ball, now he may really be one of them.
Ball,
he had him ranked
the
last time Georgia Tech was ranked in the top 10, I want to say. Joe Hampton was a quarterback. That'd be like, what, 99? Last time y'all were ranked that high?
Nah, it wasn't 99. We were ranked high with Nesby.
Nesby?
They cracked the top 25 by Boone. Joe Hampton never finished one game against Florida State
until
his last year.
This man helped suck Florida State out proper like.
Yeah, he do.
All right, so we're going to do two more games. We're going to pick two more games that interest us, and then we'll switch the topic or wrap it up. Double R, any other games interest you?
Nah, rest of these games, cupcakes.
Actually, three games.
What about Georgia Tech? Georgia Tech ain't on the interest you?
We're going to put 50 on them, so.
When do y'all play the game?
John Evans Lee.
What time do y'all play? I mean, I don't even see you guys on this list.
Like, playing cupcake.
When y'all play a real game?
This is a real game. What are you talking about?
It counts.
Y'all been playing it for the last 20 years.
Y'all been all playing South Atlanta.
Well, y'all schedule will beat their ass too. We'll put 70 on
them. Calhoun, any other game interest you?
No, it's college.
All right, so we'll probably talk about two more games.
Where to?
Mississippi State, Oklahoma State.
That might be a good one.
That's actually going to be a pretty fair game.
I see Oklahoma State running by them a lot. I mean,
Mississippi State was all right last year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Mississippi State on the road going to Oklahoma State. I'm going to Oklahoma State right here. Just because I don't like the state of Mississippi.
I'm going to go with OK State, too, but I think it's going to be a closer game than most people realize. Calhoun, do you have any thoughts?
No, I don't have any thoughts on that.
Double R, do you have any thoughts?
It's Barry.
Do you have any thoughts?
Man, I'm going with Mississippi State. You know, I like the underdog.
Hey, Kroon still the coach over there?
Hell no, this ain't 07.
Who the coach is? Yeah, like that you were going to say 97, Dick. Who
the coach is? Damn mother, old Florida coach.
Is Sylvester Kroon coaching anywhere or no?
He probably like an assistant in the NFL or something.
I mean, they had did a fucking thing on ESPN. Like, it's like three or four coaches in D1 ball or some shit like that. Black coaches, rather.
All right, last game, Ole Miss versus Vanderbilt. SEC opener for both teams. Ole Miss been recruiting all world. As we look at a picture in Kim Dichie on the television.
Open the checkbook up.
Do you think Ole Miss gonna beat Vanderbilt?
be honest with you, I mean, who cares? I mean, they're both. I'm going with Vanderbilt in this game. Vanderbilt, they played pretty good ball last year. I think they coach, he turned them around over there. But I'm not going to say that they're turning around to be a powerhouse in the SEC, in the ranks of your Alabamas, your Floridas, your Georgias, or your LSUs. But, I mean, like I said, he turned their program around over there, though, pretty much. I mean, Ole Miss, we got to wait and see. I mean, on paper, they right now, they look good as recruits, but I don't see them doing too much right now.
Any thoughts, Double R?
Who cares about that game? You can flip a coin. Who cares?
I got Vandy winning.
I'd be surprised if they don't break 500.
All right, that concludes the pick section.
That's coming from a guy to you who's 6-6.
Beat goddamn.
I think they hit it.
Who beat USC?
How do you go 7-7 in football?
Who beat USC? Football?
You guys are
amazing. That's for your ass leaving the dinner.
I want to ask if we can swap the topic for something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let's end this show and go to the distance NFL.
Yeah, that's kind of shit shoving on somebody's ass.
This concludes this episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Do any of you guys want to give a shout out?
No, shout out to you, man. You know what I mean? Appreciate you for having us on.
I'm not gonna suck your dick like Lennox just did. Shouting out a motherfucking thing or a motherfucking person.
To all you cats who didn't want to be on, I asked you to be on. When we blow up, don't be thinking you're gonna get on then. Because it's all bad.
You gotta pay to get on.
Exactly. You gotta pay us to get on. But again, to all our loyal listeners, shout out to Richard and shout out to our listeners in Moscow and Atlanta Bird Gang. We see y'all. Thank you for listening.
Brazil,
thank y'all for listening.
Are really international people listening to this show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, the DJ Anton Square, appreciate the Lord. We so see you, homie.
We see you in Moscow. We're going to be over there. We're going to be over there at the booth.
Hey, man. What's up with this weekend football y'all still playing out here, man? I mean, I'm getting a lot of invites and stuff to come out and play this football. But I mean, like I said, I don't want to come out and be the same old weak-ass players. Yeah, I'm talking about some of you guys. If you're listening, I mean, like I said, if you're gonna invite me, you better bring your best out there.
Oh, big
word. Hey, that's a challenge to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Some of you Georgia Tech guys, hey. Hey. You play just like you play Georgia Tech.
So, who are you talking about, Sam D?
I'm talking about everybody who's out there thinking that they're ready for some of this guy right here, man.
All right, thanks for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
RTRENT.